Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This is the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
He says, I know thy works. Remember he said, told that to the church at Ephesus. He tells that to these churches, I know thy works. And again, just a reminder, God knows everything about us. He knows everything about this church. Nothing can be hidden from him. Whether from this church, God knows all that takes place here. And even in our own personal lives, God knows the good and the bad. Nothing can be hidden from God. So he just reminds them, I know thy works. Now, for a lot of people, that's a good thing. Because there's a lot of people out there laboring for the Lord and nobody recognizes them because they're working hard for the Lord and they're not doing it for recognition of man. But God recognizes them, and I know that works. On the other side of that coin, there are people that if they really had that concept, I know thy works and you can't hide nothing from me, boy, that would straighten a lot of people's lives out. When they, are you following? Hey, I know what's going on in your life. You may hide it from the preacher, you may hide it from the church members, you may hide it from friends and family, but you can't hide it from me. I know thy works. I know what's going on. Well, he says, I know thy works. Then he uses that word, and tribulation. The word tribulation, again, I'm not a Greek scholar, but I did look up the word. It's the word thlipsis, and it means heavy pressure. This church was under heavy pressure, and describes as having a heavy weight on your chest, and slowly suffocating. You can't hardly breathe because of that great pressure that's upon you. Well, obviously, that church at Smyrna was under great pressure, great tribulation. By the way, we think that we're persecuted here in America. It's nothing compared to what these churches were going through back in when John is writing. The persecution of the first century churches and others. Ronnie's always so good about mentioning other countries and believers who are being martyred in other parts of the world who they go through real persecution. Our persecution is if somebody makes them fun of us, you know, or laughs at us or says something bad at us, or they come and put a sign on the door about flying a Jewish flag. I mean, that's about the extent. And I don't know what the future may hold. But right now here in America, we as believers don't really know what persecution really is. These people suffered tribulation. They knew what it was like to history, and you know about this. So many people were being martyred, and people were losing their jobs and family members because they named the name of Christ in the first century. And he says, and he used that word, I know thy works, and I know thy tribulation. And even through this pressure that's upon people, you know, Jesus Christ is our relief under pressure. And I was thinking about being under tribulation and how the Lord says, I know your tribulation. I know you're under pressure, but he gives us the relief. In my mind, you know how I'm kind of silly thinking anyway. My mind went to a hot water heater. And on a hot water heater tank, they have what's called a pop-off valve. I don't know if many of you don't have no idea what I'm talking about. Okay, has a pop-off valve. It's located sometimes on the side, sometimes on the top. And if that hot water heater gets too hot, the pressure builds up, that pop-off valve just blows, releases that pressure. And by the way, you don't want to be anywhere around that when that happens. But it releases that pressure. If not, that tank's going to blow up. And I thought, well, that's a silly illustration, but you know, Jesus is our pressure relief valve. If we don't release some of this pressure, we're going to blow up, okay? Some of us have duct tape wrapped around our heads because we're about to explode. Well, Jesus literally relieves us from the pressure. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. The problem is we don't take advantage of that, and we just keep it within ourselves and even under pressure and great tribulation. And some of us are under pressure, great pressure. I don't want to detract. It's a difficult time sometimes at work or at home or at school. Well, Christ is our relief under pressure. Are you weary? Are you heavy-hearted? Tell it to Jesus. Tell it to Jesus. He's a friend that's well known. You have no other such a friend or brother. Tell it to Jesus alone. So alone, he says, Christ is our relief under pressure. He says, I know your tribulation. And then he says, I know your poverty. Again, it's interesting. There are two words in the Greek language which describes poverty. Again, I'm not going to try to pronounce it. One of them is penis, or P-E-N-E-S. It looks like pennies, okay? And we get that word pennies from that word penis, ever how you would say that Greek word. And it literally means that it's one. That word means one that is living day by day with nothing left over. It's kind of like hand to mouth. You know, they have nothing left. They're just barely making it through the day. That's one Greek word. This word here for poverty is another word that it means absolutely destitute, abject poverty. I don't even try to pronounce that word. But the point is, they were not just poor, they were poor. You get the point, okay? They had absolutely nothing. Because of the pressures and the persecutions that had come upon them, unable to work and these other things, they were destitute, abject poverty. Reminds me of in 2 Corinthians, we read this about the church at Corinth. Listen while I read this. 2 Corinthians chapter number 8. Moreover, brethren, we do you to wit or to know of the grace of God bestowed upon the churches of Macedonia. How that in a great trial of affliction, there's that word again, that great pressure, the abundance of their joy and their deep poverty. Again, that's the same word. It wasn't they're not living from paycheck to paycheck or day to day. They were in abject poverty. They had nothing because of the great affliction that was upon these churches. And their deep poverty abounded into the riches of their liberality. And I won't read all of this passage, but you understand, they wanted to give Paul an offering. These churches had come together and to give Paul a missionary offering, and he didn't want to take it. Matter of fact, he said this in verse number 3, To their power I bear record, yea, beyond their power they were willing of themselves. They were going to give out of their abject poverty. They were destitute, but they had something that they wanted to give to the cause of Christ. He says, first they were willing of themselves. Verse number 4, praying us with much entreaty that we would receive the gift. Now, the word entreaty here means literally with much exhortation or with begging. They literally pleaded with Paul, take our gift. And Paul was, I could hear Paul say, no, y'all need it worse than I do. And they said, no, please take it. We want to be part of the work of getting the gospel into all the world. So he took it. And it says, and take upon us the fellowship of the ministering of the saints. Verse number 5, and this they did, not as we had hoped, but first gave their own selves to the Lord and unto us by the will of God. Insomuch that we desired Titus that as he had begun, so that he would also finish this grace in you, the same grace also. Therefore, as ye abound in everything in faith and utterance and knowledge and diligence, and in your love to us, see that ye abound this grace also. Then in verse number 9, for ye know that the grace of our Lord Jesus, that though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, that through his poverty you might be rich. So Paul using this term word poverty literally to those churches of Macedonia who had nothing, but yet they gave out of their abundance of liberality. How can you give something you do not have? God provided. God provided. Well, that's what was happening here at the church at Smyrna, that they were in poverty. God, with Christ is their relief under pressure. Christ is also our riches in poverty. Our relief under pressure and riches in poverty. For he says, look what he says in parentheses, but thou art rich. And ain't interesting. But thou art rich. They are rich in Christ and rich in the faith. Doug and him often sing that song with the boys whenever they sing, I'd rather have Jesus than anything. And that's what the church at Smyrna, those people there, they had Jesus, and he said, you're rich.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word, and visit us online at westwoodmbc to hear more teaching like this. Well, from now until tomorrow, May God bless you richly, is our prayer.